This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. More than 100,000 civilians are trapped in the battered city of Mariupol, Ukraine, as Russia's war there continues. Now the UN is telling us the people there are being starved to death. The AP's Tim McGuire.
The head of the World Food Program, David Beasley, tells the AP,
"It's a devastating situation. The people being starved to death."
Beasley says the Russian military has prevented his UN organization from sending food into the city, which has been under constant attack since the start of the war.
"We'll keep fighting for them. That's all we can do. And we will not give up on the people in Mariupol and other people that we cannot reach."
Normally, the World Food Program buys half of the grain it distributes to some of the poorest nations on Earth from Ukraine. But now Beasley is deeply concerned about starvation in those countries and in Ukraine due to the Russian attack.
Moscow says it'll intensify missile attacks on Kyiv, Ukraine's capital. Palestinians and Israeli police battled each other at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem this morning. More than 150 Palestinians wounded. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Israel says its forces entered the mosque to remove rocks and stones that had been gathered in anticipation of violence. The mosque is the third holiest site in Islam. It's built on a hilltop that's the most sacred site for Jews, who refer to it as the Temple Mount. Israeli-Palestinian tensions have soared in recent weeks.
An overloaded bus carrying worshippers traveling to an Easter pilgrimage in Zimbabwe plunged into a gorge, killing 35 people this morning. Anti-COVID virus controls are shutting down some of China's biggest cities. Residents there are getting irritated. Prince Harry and his wife Meghan visited Queen Elizabeth at Windsor Castle, their first visit to the UK together since they moved to the US more than 2 years ago. This is AP News. There's new information about e-cigarettes. The AP's Mike Rossi has got it.
E-cigarettes using synthetic nicotine are coming under FDA oversight. A new law went into effect Thursday allowing the Food and Drug Administration to regulate e-cigarettes and similar products that use synthetic nicotine. The new law closes a loophole that had allowed vaping companies to switch their formulas to laboratory-made nicotine to bypass FDA oversight. Most prominently, Puff Bar, a company that appeared in 2019, has become the most popular e-cigarette among teens by far, selling flavors like blueberry, strawberry, banana, and mango. In February, Puff Bar announced a fresh launch using synthetic nicotine. Vaping companies must now register with the FDA and submit their products for review within 30 days. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Gas is $4.07 a gallon as you start your holiday weekend. That's down 6 cents in a week, says the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.